ask you to do this, to do that. Through the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Okay, let us go back to number 6 first. Number 6. What's number 6? Yes, occult. This is a big one here, you know. Involving the occultism. Okay?
Said
my plan was this. That the moment you start. Yeah.
over. God, I wish I could answer.
Yeah. And also, Martha Marks can also be an interim or an integral in a person's life.
Tämä on just kamppailuja, voi olla keino, jossa Paateri pääset ihmisen elämään.
Last year I was in Jakarta, Indonesia.
Olin viime vuonna Jakartassa, Indonesiassa.
There were thousands of people were there. And they were
Indonesian. Tuhansia ihmisiä rukoustapahtumassa.
Indonesia is the biggest Muslim country in the world.
Indonesia on suurin muslimimaa.
There were thousands who came to our crusades. Healing crusades.
Siellä oli tuhansia ristinteitä parantamassa.
We were in a huge auditorium.
Olimme suuressa auditoriossa.
Over 50,000 people were there.
Yli 50,000 ihmistä oli siellä.
And there was a man who was flying from one corner. He was flying as, you know, as high as the ceiling.
Yes, I think this is called, so you can
our sins.
Murskattiin.
Aber Jesus hat das Eisens, das mich das Ohr.
Hänen päällä oli tuomio, joka tekee meidät ehdistä.
By his stripes you were healed.
Hänen haavojensa vuoksi me paranimme.
So, my brothers and sisters, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will come beside us.
Ensikäänsi Jumalan valtakuntaa ja saavuttaen löytyy.
We should not only seek the healing, but the healer. We should be united with Jesus 24 hours a day. We should have Jesus at the center of our lives. You know, and St. Paul says we have to pray without ceasing.
Paavali sanoi, että meidän pitää rukoilla lakkaamatta.
What does it mean? Pray without ceasing.
Mitä se tarkoittaa rukoilla lakkaamatta?
You know, I don't think it means that we have to say the rosary 10 hours a day.
Tarkoittaako sitä, että tulee rukoilla ruusukkaa 10 tuntia päivässä?
If you can do that, that's great. If you can do that,
niin hieno.
It doesn't mean that we have to say long prayers 20 hours a day. If you can do that, that's great. But I believe St. Paul, when he said, pray without ceasing, it means that our mind, our heart, our entire being is focused on the Lord. In other words, our posture of our heart and mind and spirit is pointing towards the Lord.
Tarkoitti, että mielen ja lumemme ja sielumme pitäisi olla etsimässä Jumalaa joka hetki.
In other words, we should be walking with Jesus every day, every second of our lives.
Meidän pitäisi kulkea Jeesuksen kanssa joka elämämme sekunti.
Even a subconscious awareness of the Lord's presence.
Jopa alitajuntamme tulisi etsiä Jumalan läsnäoloa.
If possible, a conscious awareness of His presence. You know, by the way, in my days, you know, I try my best to do that. And I believe many of you are doing the same. You know, sometimes my wife will have something for me. He says, honey, please buy this and buy that.
Joskus vaimoni antaa minulle tehtäväksi, kultaseni, ostatko tämän ja tämän asian.
So I go to the grocery store.
Ja menen kauppaan.
And then I'll check. And then my wife says, number one, potato.
Ja mistä se lukee? Yksi, perunat.
Number two, tomato.
Kaksi, tomaatti.
Number three, eggs.
Kolme, kananmunat.
Number four,
neljä.
Says milk.
Maito.
So I, you know, every time, you know, what I do, as soon as I grab the grocery cart, I keep on praying. I pray in tongues. I say, ah, sometimes I do it under my breath.
Joskus
oh Lord, show me where to go. Guide me, Lord. So, anyway, one time I was in the Kudus section of the grocery store. Kudus, in other words, where the tomatoes and the potatoes and the vegetables are. So I said, number one, in my wife's list, potato.
Peronata.
I got the potato.
Hi, peronata.
My wife says, 2.5 pounds. 2.5 kilos.
2.5 kilos.
2.5 kilos.
Ah.
2.5 kilos. see that lady over there?
That's the one I said, Lord.
I said, yes, Lord. And he said, go to her.
I said,
okay, Lord.
You're wrong.
Because I know what he meant already. So I went with two Maria meals of tomatoes.
No, I have one there, one. Tomato, potato.
Potato.
Perro, not to a hamster.
Two and a half kilos of potato, we get tomatoes. Two and a half kilos of potatoes.
A hamster, what a kilo. I don't know what a
hamster. In my car.
The person.
I went to her.
And
she was there where the tomatoes are, where?
And I said, oh, my God.
And I said, oh, you know, I was talking to her, no, small talk first, small talk.
So no, I
said, oh, look at the tomatoes, they are expensive, huh?
And
she said, yes, they are very expensive. And I said, I think because of the weather. It's getting colder. And the tomatoes prices are getting higher. So I said, by the way, can I ask you a personal question? I said, is there anything that happened to you recently? And she looked at me. And she said, yes. I said, yeah, I know what happened. And she said that 3 months ago, I buried my husband. She said, I am very sad. I am very, very strong. So I said, may I pray with you? By the way, my brothers and sisters, I have asked a lot of people this question. May I pray with you? I have never been turned down even once. I have done that in the airports, in the grocery store, in the restroom, men's restroom. I have done it in many, many ways and in many places. I have never been there. So this woman says, sure, you can pray with me. So we were holding hands like this.
Yeah.
Over the tomatoes over there. And I said, Lord, that's my sister here. I believe she said her name was
Anne-Marie.
And I said, Lord, that's Anne-Marie in my
life.
And comfort her, Lord. And you know what happened? The Lord showed me of a vision of a man. And I described this man in my vision to her. And she told me, she said, you know what? You are describing my husband to me. It's her type. It's the way
he used to be.
The shirt that he was wearing. And she kept on crying and crying because she said, you are describing my husband
to me.
And then I told her, you know what? The Lord is telling you, do not despair, my daughter. Because your loved one is in my hands. Oh, she could not stop thanking me.
kiittämistäni.
And her face became brighter.
Ja hänen kasvonsa kirkastuivat.
And she said she was very much at peace.
Ja hän sai rauhaa.
She is now assured of the Lord's love for her and the Lord's love for her husband.
Hän sai varmistuksen Jumalan rakkaudesta häntä kohtaan ja hänen aviomiestään kohtaan.
Now we can, everybody here can do something, right?
Jokainen meistä voi tehdä näin.
If the Lord grants you to do something,
jos Jumala kutsuu sen tekemään jotakin,
by all means, obey.
Tottele. Tottele ihmeessä.
Speak the word of Jesus to anyone.
Puhu Jeesuksen sanoja kelle tahansa.
Who is hungry for God's word?
Joka on nälkäinen Jumalan sanan kohtaan.
They can be your friends.
Nämä ihmiset voivat olla ystäviä.
They can be your relatives.
He voivat olla sukulaisia.
He or she can be your spouse.
Tämä, se voi olla puolisosa.
Or maybe your coworkers.
Tai työtoverisi.
You know, speak love to them in Jesus' name.
Puhu rakkautta heille Jeesuksen nimessä.
Can you imagine? We have many opportunities to touch a person's life.
Meillä on niin monia mahdollisuuksia, tilanteita koskettaa toista ihmisen elämää.
By all means, do it.
Tehkää se ihmeessä.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuksen nimessä.
Amen?
Amen.
Seek first the kingdom of God.
Etsikää ensin Jumalan valtakuntaa.
And all his righteousness.
Ja hänen vanhurskauttaan.
And all things will be given you besides.
Teille annetaan kaikki muutkin asiat.
Another likening to him is generational curse.
Este parannukselle sukupolvien kirous.
In Exodus chapter 20 verse 5, the Lord God says, you shall not bow down to idols nor serve them. For I am the Lord your God, I am a jealous
God.
Inflicting punishment for their father's wickedness on the children of those who hate me, down to the third and fourth generation.
Ja rankaisen heitä heidän isänsä rikkomuksista. Rankaisen niitä, jotka vihaavat isänsä rikkomuksista kolmanteen ja neljänteen sukupolven.
Unless the generational curses are broken, now think of it now, okay? Unless the general curses are broken,
jos sukupolven kirouksia ei katkaista,
judges are the symptom get healed. So these are general curses, you know, like generational curses. Like for instance, your great grandfather committed adultery, and he died without being reconciled with the Lord. Would be a curse occurred in your bloodlines. And it affected your grandmother maybe, and then your father, and you know, some members of your family.
Yoga.
The common sins in the family. That goes back, way back to your great grandparents.
Esimerkiksi astma tai syöpä.
sometimes hear like mass for the healing of the family. Yeah, we have in our parish, we have mass at least 4 times a year for the healing of the family tree. Maybe we should talk to Father Robert
about.
Maybe you do it twice a year, for instance. And it's in mass for the healing of the family tree. What you have is you have a diagram of your family tree. And then you list the names of your great grandparents, great great grandparents, great grandparents, your children, and then find out what are the common sins, like could be adultery, could be immorality, any common sins. You list down on the family diagram.
Olisin kaaviuskupoista, johon kirjoittaisiin ihmisten nimet ja tällaiset tapasynnit.
And then the common sicknesses of your family, maybe your great-grandfather's diabetes, for instance.
Esimerkiksi isoisän diabeteksen, suvun sairaudet.
And then you find out that your uncle has a diabetes.
Ja sitten sä
huomaat, että
enolla on myös diabetes.
So you list it down there. And then during Mass,
there's
a time there that the priest will bring over all those diagrams and ask the Lord to heal the
bloodlines.
Then you pray for the repose of the souls of those people that are listed in the diagram, the repose of their souls, forgiveness of their sins. And the breaking of the curses because of what happened in the past. And the healing of
that.
And you do it through the Mass, Father. That is power over there. You do it through the Mass. So, Father, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, okay? It's just a suggestion, Father. Okay? So, maybe later on, first, maybe, sometimes, I think the bishop probably will be in the Father. What do you think? Maybe you should talk to the bishop. I don't know.
That was the
Lina, are you familiar with that? Are you familiar with this lady, the family tree? Are you adult? Mm-hmm. Yes. Like for instance, we can, there's a lot of good things that will happen through the Mass. Okay? And then another one here, demonic attacks. You know, they talk about some demonic attacks. Demonic spirits not only cause sickness, but they could also be a big hindrance to healing.
Esimerkiksi syövän henkeä vastaan.
Spirit of Hosea chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, the Lord says, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Jumalan sanan tuntemattomuuden tietämättömyyden puute voi estää meitä saamasta paremmasta.
Okay, now let me see. We'll make it faster then. God's history and sovereignty.
Jumalan mysteeri ja kaikki valtius.
Sometimes there is an answer to the question as to why a person may receive his sovereignty.
Joskus ei ole vastausta sille, miksi joku ihminen ei parantunut.
The word of God in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 28 says, the secret things belong to our Lord, our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever.
Miehestä, joka oli maailman vanhin, kuoli viikko sitten, aloitko hänen ikänsä?
100